Session 3, Before the Beginning, Attitude Really Is Everything. Okay, you've decided to make a speech, or you've been asked to make a speech, or you have been told in no uncertain terms that you will make a speech. There is a lot of details to handle before you get to, a funny thing happened to me on the way to the podium. Your first concern is you and your attitude, so wipe out your badditude about doing it. Badditude is a good attitude gone bad, and that can happen remarkably fast when you realize you're soon to be standing in front of a group of folks listening to every pearl of wisdom dropping out of your silver tongue or every bonehead comment coming out of our yap. Whether the product is silver or yap really is up to you and the attitude you bring to the presentation. The first professional speech I ever gave was for the Tom Hopkins International Organization at the insistence of my mentor, Tom Murphy. I had only 2 weeks to work on the speech. Fortunately, I was able to work with another mentor in the organization, Judy Slack, and we produced what I considered to be a good presentation. The Friday before my speech, Tom looked it over and pronounced my speech dead on arrival. He gave me new bullet points and made me revise the entire speech. He really got in my face, if you know what I mean, saying that I had not even come close to making my points. "We're not going to do this," he said. That Monday, I appeared before 400 people, including Tom in Anaheim, California. You can imagine my fear. Unfortunately, the audience didn't have to use its imagination at all. I lost my confidence and my focus. I was so frazzled I couldn't even find the on switch for the overhead projector. Every time I stepped on stage, I thought about making my points. Today, I still think about my points and my words, phrases, stories, pacing, my opening, middle, and closing. I think about everything. Believe me, I understand the fear of speaking. If you think you've got it bad at the next board meeting, think about addressing 400 people plus a highly critical mentor. Because I wanted to help others the way I've been helped, I made a total commitment to Tom Hopkins and Tom Murphy to see this thing through and make it.